Now turn to part two. You will hear a program about roller coasters. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
A roller coaster is a self-inflicted, techno, primal jab at frail human courage with fierce names and perilous heights and no brakes on board. Yep, you pay your money to get shaken and stirred. And the amusement parks wouldn't have it any other way. Absolutely, they want bragging rights. In fact, there's been lawsuits over who has had the tallest coaster in the world and who's had the fastest and that kind of thing. So where do you go to meet the twisted minds that come up with all this twisted metal? You go to a place where there isn't even a roller coaster in sight, the shores of Utah's Great Salt Lake. Watch the G-forces right here. Aerodynamics in Clearfield, Utah. These loop artists can make you sick, but they won't. There are certain things that do that, our experience and knowledge of what forces and geometries do to people that we won't do, that we refuse to do. It's in the shop at Aero that the need for speed is satisfied. The cars are easy, fiberglass frames over a steel chassis. The real art comes in designing the track. The roller coaster uses gravity, energy from having been carried up a lift. The science is making sure that once that potential energy is released, there's enough to get the car back to the station. The art is spending that energy in new and interesting ways. And that means engineering maximum height, maximum drops, and maximum G's, or no G's at all. The dragon fire at Busch Gardens in Wallensbury, Virginia. In that first hill, we put a parabolic curve in there, and what that does is give you about 4 seconds of zero Gs. But above all, coasters are about maximum speed. The current record is 85 miles per hour. There's even a psychological element to coaster design. How much do you want your riders to be aware of their predicament? The coaster that doesn't look an especially very large one, speeds are very high, and you're able to comprehend everything that's going on, and there's a lot more kind of fear factor. It's they're scarier. They really are. And if you think these guys don't know more about throwing your body around than a pro wrestler, listen to the next step in coaster design, called a pipeline. Our current coasters, when you bank into the corner, you kind of rock back and forth. But the pipeline puts the point of rotation right in the center of your chest, so that we can just flip you over really quick. And it allows you to do barrel rolls, snap rolls, airplane, aerobatic type maneuvers. So that's coaster science. Make it fast, make it safe, and give it a vicious name. After that, build it, and they will come. What's the next step in roller coaster? The tallest, the fastest, the biggest indoors. Well, anyway, you got the point. Here it is, the biggest indoor coaster in the world. Grand Slam Canyon at Circus Circus in Las Vegas. A two-loop with corkscrew. 2,400 foot, 40 plus mile an hour screamer. And the next step beyond this? I think the next generation of coasters is going to have elements of riding technology that is employed currently in simulator thinking. I see a combining of those two kind of things. A coaster with digital displays, or maybe a coaster with a virtual reality helmet attached to it, so you get the G-forces and you get maybe some different visual sensations, things like that. The most expensive technology in a roller coaster is in the wheels. The tires cost 5 times what they do in your car. The same goes for the brakes and finally a physics lesson. Any roller coaster will go faster when the air is warm but dry, and when it's heavier. So if you're going to do it right, get a bunch of friends together, pack that car, and ride on a warm autumn day.
You will hear the piece again.
A roller coaster is a self-inflicted, techno, primal jab at frail human courage with fierce names and perilous heights and no brakes on board. Yep, you pay your money to get shaken and stirred. and the amusement parks wouldn't have it any other way. Absolutely, they want bragging rights. In fact, there's been lawsuits over who has had the tallest coaster in the world and who's had the fastest and that kind of thing. So where do you go to meet the twisted minds that come up with all this twisted metal? You go to a place where there isn't even a roller coaster in sight, the shores of Utah's Great Salt Lake. Watch the G-forces right here. Aerodynamics in Clearfield, Utah. These loop artists can make you sick, but they won't. There are certain things that do that, our experience and knowledge of what forces and geometries do to people, that we won't do, that we refuse to do. It's in the shop at Aero that the need for speed is satisfied. The cars are easy, fiberglass frames over a steel chassis. The real art comes in designing the track. The roller coaster uses gravity, energy from having been carried up a lift. The science is making sure that once that potential energy is released, there's enough to get the car back to the station. The art is spending that energy in new and interesting ways. And that means engineering maximum height, maximum drops, and maximum G's, or no G's at all. The Dragon Fire at Busch Gardens in Wallensbury, Virginia. In that first hill, we put a parabolic curve in there, and what that does is give you about 4 seconds of zero G's. But above all, coasters are about maximum speed. The current record is 85 miles per hour. There's even a psychological element to coaster design. How much do you want your riders to be aware of their predicament? The coaster that doesn't look an especially very large one, speeds are very high, and you're able to comprehend everything that's going on, and there's a lot more kind of fear factor. It's they're scarier. They really are. And if you think these guys don't know more about throwing your body around than a pro wrestler, listen to the next step in coaster design, called a pipeline. Our current coasters, when you bank into the corner, you kind of rock back and forth. But the pipeline puts the point of rotation right in the center of your chest so that we can just flip you over really quick. And it allows you to do barrel rolls, snap rolls, airplane, aerobatic type maneuvers. So that's coaster science. Make it fast, make it safe, and give it a vicious name. After that, build it and they will come. What's the next step in roller coaster? The tallest, the fastest, the biggest indoors. Well, anyway, you got the point. Here it is, the biggest indoor coaster in the world. Grand Slam Canyon at Circus Circus in Las Vegas. A two-loop with corkscrew, 2,400 foot, 40-plus mile an hour screamer. And the next step beyond this? I think the next generation of coasters is going to have elements of riding technology that is employed currently in simulator thinking. I see a combining of those two kind of things. A coaster with digital displays, or maybe a coaster with a virtual reality helmet attached to it, so you get the G-forces and you get maybe some different visual sensations, things like that. The most expensive technology in a roller coaster is in the wheels. The tires cost 5 times what they do in your car. The same goes for the brakes and finally a physics lesson. Any roller coaster will go faster when the air is warm but dry, and when it's heavier, so if you're gonna do it right, get a bunch of friends together, pack that car, and ride on a warm autumn day.
That is the end of part 2.